Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If we can do this for a few more weeks, hopefully we can get past this thing. And that's the big picture, right? That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, man. I know that we said but then you realize, okay, well, this isn't happening. Now this isn't. Now we got to, you know, we got to pivot. So I think, look, try to keep it as positive an attitude. I think the only thing everyone's got to beef about, Carl, as we said, is just a lack of, like, consistency or a consensus on where we're going, you know, with this. And hopefully that does get a little bit clearer. I know that some people are pointing to, you know, Easter weekend. Some medical experts would say that's not necessarily how it's going to work out. But, you know, I think we've all kind of gotten to it, you know, gotten down with it. And I think, you know, that's kind of what we're looking for, is just everyone getting their head right, get your attitude right, and just deal with it. I gave a bunch of tweets today about friends of ours in the restaurant business and different ways you can help out restaurants that are still open. We've talked about folks that are struggling. But, I mean, I got to be honest. I think that, you know, we've always been a country that can handle adversity. It's just so tough that everything's so polarizing these days. You would hope that this would be a situation where we could all come together.
Yeah, I'll say this too, Mike. You know what's different about this, and this is the first time in my life. I mean, obviously I wasn't around in World War One or World War Two, but usually it's different parts of the country. Florida gets hit with a hurricane. It's their issue. Katrina happens. It's their issue. And, you know, storms happen in New York. And you think about how things happen, earthquake in California. My point is, this is affecting us all. This is around the country, no matter where you are, where you live, whether you're in a big community, small community. And I think for the first time, that is something we haven't had to deal with in a very long time since, we're talking about world wars. And we haven't had one of those. So I think that's the fundamental difference. I mean, the politics will work itself out. We'll get the stimulus stuff that we need to get, and all of that will get. They will work through that. I just think the hard part is everybody's that is being affected. It's not just one part of the country,
right?
And for the first time, people go, "That's in New York," or "Oh, that's in California," or "That's in Seattle." It's everywhere.
Right. So as we said, man, hopefully we'll give you guys a little bit of levity. That's one of the things we talked about earlier in the show with the NFL Blitz. There were some general managers from the NFL that were saying, we don't really have all the ability to do the things we'd normally do pre-draft. I will say this, in a sportsless America, one of the things which is certainly helping us, and I know even when I'm talking to friends of mine, we're talking football. You know, my buddies from high school, all they want to talk about is Jets, 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 you know. And so I do hope that the NFL does stay the course, because even if it's on card tables in a basement, it's going to get a monster share. It's going to be the highest rated NFL draft, Carl. And ironically, without them in Vegas, with the Bellagio in the background, or Nashville or Philly or, you know, Chicago, this will be a bare bones draft. But we're just so starved for any kind of sports content. It'll be a monster number.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on with our Falcons, because they created some cap space. We actually signed a tight end, a guy that was playing in another league, which we'll tell you about here in a second. But as always, our Falcon Report is brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Domino's, guys. We mentioned this the other day, that Domino's is looking for some help. They need to get the pizzas out there. So I know that some people, if you're in the service industry, or, you know, maybe, you know, you've seen your hours cut back, if it's whatever your job is, if you're looking to get and just get a check rolling in, go to Domino's website and you can check out all the information about the jobs right here in Metro Atlanta. They're looking for about 1,500 people, Carl.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And people talk about, in time of need, we know there are some folks out of work. You're trying to find a way to bridge the gap between, you know, right now and maybe when things get back to normal. Well, Domino's is hiring, and we're certainly happy that they are trying to help the community in that way as well. Mike, first and foremost, the cap space that was created, and we finally get word from the Players Association, because they have to release this information to reporters, and D-Led got his hands on it, Von McClure as well. But they created $10.5 million in cap space by restructuring the contracts of Matt Ryan, Alan Bailey, and Jake Matthews. So we only say this to put it in context for Falcon fans, because I know some Falcon fans are like, okay, how the heck do we do this? What did they do outside of the cuts? Well, we knew this was possible and that this was a reality. But at the end of the day, all I want to do is be able to go out and be able to compete with the Tampa Bays of the world or the Saints, who are the two teams right now that I think are in our way in this division. I don't care how they did it. So if you're worried, and I don't know why you would be, Mike, you always say that Matt Ryan's going to get his money, okay? His cap right. number goes down. But whatever Matt agreed to a few years back when they signed him to that new deal that really reset the market, he's going to get all of that. And as a matter of fact, he's gotten a lot of it already because they've moved money forward. I'm not worried about that. I am more worried about what kind of team we're going to have on the field in 2020 and how they did that. And so for me, kudos to the Falcons, because at the end of the day, I've said this, I'm not a capologist. We try to keep up with this stuff, but they find a way to get it done.
Right. You got the biggest, let's be honest, Jadeveon Clowney getting the Seattle saying, hey, knock yourself out, see what you can find. And he couldn't find any traction. So he doesn't get anything near what he thought he was going to get. Fowler, now, is he one of the best defensive ends or pass rushers? Not necessarily, but, you know, leaving a team which had a guy like, Aaron Donald next to him, expectations are still high because Falcon fans see the name recognition. Here's a guy that's one of the big free agent pieces. I don't know what a guy like Laquan Treadwell's got. I do love the Hayden Hurst move. I think, and we'll play some audio from that conversation. I'll tell you some of the things that he said with D-Lid. We had the conversation with him last week. Love the speed element. Maybe, who knows, maybe he outperforms what Hooper did. Either way, offensively, Carl, we said this earlier in the show, we got all the weapons. If the offensive line can protect Matt and get some holes for these running backs, we've got as much weapons as any team. We got as many weapons as Kansas City, as many weapons as whoever you consider the elite offense right now. But the line's got to do its job.
It does. We talked about guys that played in the XFL getting a shot. Well, the Falcons have signed a guy, Kerry Lee, Mike, 6'4", 253 pounds. He spent time with Chicago, Detroit, and Buffalo. He's played in 34 NFL games. Again, one of these guys that we've talked about that, hey, you play well in the XFL, you kind of shine a little bit. And he did for the DC Defenders. He caught 8 passes for 91 yards, including 2 touchdowns in 5 games. So he'll get a chance. You know, the Falcons bring him in. But again, we kind of know what we're doing at tight end, but you can never have enough depth, which gets us to Hayden Hurst, Mike, because Hurst says he's already talked with Dan Quinn and Dirk Cutter about potentially how he's going to be used. And this is his words. Hayden Hurst said it's going to be a perfect fit. Talking with offensive coordinator Dirk Cutter and his pass-heavy offense, it's going to suit me well. And he says Cutter has already explained to him what he did in Tampa with, you know, the tight ends he had there, even though they didn't have playoff success. The passing game was potent even under Jameis Winston, and then he talked about what he did here with Austin Hooper. So this guy, I think, is going to come in, and I said this when we had him on our show in Hayden Hurst, and that interview is online at radio.com. I think he's going to be a huge impact guy. I really do, and I think we're going to be better in the red zone because of what he's able to do, and that's not disrespecting Hooper. I just think this guy's got a lot of upside.
Well, again, it comes back to Dirk Cutter. We've said this a million times. Do a better job. Very disappointed in the job early in the season. You know, let's be honest, there were some games there where the season you could have maybe had a different result. You could have gone to the bye week maybe at 500. But we got too cute with our personnel groupings, where the football was going to, whose hands it was in. It's not that complicated. Julio Ridley, Todd Gurley, Hurst, and whoever is going to be the other running back that's going to be primarily rotated. You got weapons, man. You got weapons that could be stars on other teams. So I know Sean Payton could figure out how to use these guys. Let's hope that Cutter can do it this year.
Yeah. Hayden Hurst, by the way, says that Dan Quinn spoke with him, about the brotherhood and things of that nature.
Oh, you know what? Stop that. Stop that right there.
He did. He did. He said,
good. You know what? I'm over the brotherhood. Win football games, okay? I'm glad. I know that Dan still harps on that. I mean, and the guys all played for him. Again, apparently didn't play in the first 8 games, so they weren't in position. Now, I was in a good mood until you said brotherhood. I'm having a good time today until you threw brotherhood at me.
So Coach Quinn, he says, this is the words of Hayden Hurst. He says he talked about the brotherhood message, and I think that I'm going to be a good fit there as well when it comes to that. He says, I've always been a team-first guy. Coach Muschamp really instilled that in me and us while I was at South Carolina. Here's the thing. And I understand your frustration. I do. I get it. And I think that comes from a lot of Falcon fans. The problem last year was when at the end of the season they played well and it was about the guys playing for him, it made us question where was that at the beginning of the year. And it's fair, right? Where the hell was that in the first
Well, the coaches didn't have guys in positions to be successful. defensive. I mean, we talked about it. When you've got Vic Beasley in space, when you've got the cornerbacks and confused about, are we in zone or what are we doing here? Carl, that's coaching, you know. And eventually they did get all the ducks in the row. But to me, what does it mean? I mean, I'm glad that they all – firstly, honestly, I don't even give a crap if they love Dan Quinn. I just need these guys to be in a position to succeed and these guys to make plays. And if you want to wrap that in, we've got a support system. Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, the whole liking guys I think is overrated. It's nice, but hell, there are people you work with that you don't like. I mean, and I'm not saying you. I'm talking about you that are
right.
Listening. So at the end of the day, it is just about getting the job done. But I will say this about that whole brotherhood thing. Whatever it is and how it's transformed from 16 to the way we felt when we went to the Super Bowl to what you think it is now because we've had a couple of down seasons, I do think it is a part of the culture and the makeup and understanding that last year, at its worst, guys weren't bad-mouthing this coach. They could have. At its worst. So, for whatever it's worth, you can say that guys did buy into that mantra of, hey, you know what? We stand up for each other. We're going to win together. We're going to lose together. But I don't. Not one guy, Mike, that came out and said, you know, Dan Quinn is awful. He's terrible.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
Because I think that is part of what they're what he was trying to get accomplished.
But our guys never say anything.
No, they don't.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a Weisenheimer. I'm just saying we were joking around earlier. Carl was talking about, imagine when an iconic player like Brady leaves New England. Have we ever really had that guy here? You know, bits and pieces, guys like Deion Sanders, but guys that didn't really have the full 10 or 15 years here, like a guy like Brady. Julio's an enigma. You know, Matt's a leader. We have a quarterback we expect to be a leader. But it's not like you ever hear a guy winning or losing really popping off on this team. I mean, and maybe that's a byproduct of the brotherhood. If so, then mission accomplished. Our guys don't say anything.
Yeah, listen, I don't know. And maybe we'll find out. Once we get back to normalcy, maybe that is a question for Dan Quinn. Because, Mike, I don't know if it means the same thing it did. And we're talking about Hunter Hurst, by the way. If you're just joining us, it's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And he was saying that he spoke with Dirk Cutter and he spoke with DQ about coming here. And these are some of the things he's sharing. But I don't know what it means now. I don't. And things change. You know, the definition of what something means to a team this at one point doesn't mean the same thing at a different point. And so maybe 2 years removed or 3 years removed, it doesn't mean the same thing. Or maybe it does. And maybe we just don't get it. I don't know. Either way, Hunter, Hayden Hurst is saying he's all about it. That's what I know.
Hey, it's our Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's, guys. As we said, there's always great deals from Domino's, whether it's takeout, delivery. Go to jobsdominoes.com. It's jobs.dominoes.com. We talked about it to start the segment that they are looking for some folks because there is certainly demand for stuff to be delivered these days. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
Hey, guys, one other thing we do need to mention as we are all dealing with, you know, this uncertainty and trying to figure out, all right, for some of us, hey, how am I going to do this? How am I going to keep my tickets? How am I going to pay this bill? The Falcons are doing something to help fans, Mike, aren't they?
Yeah, I got the email today. If you guys are season ticket holders and you got your PCL, or PSL, I should say, the deal the Falcons have offered, and you can get it, get the details when you go to the email, basically pushing back how you do your installments. Some guys just pay it all off. Some people use the installments and they spread it out over the months. They're going to push the April deadline back to May, so you won't have to. You got to select the option, though, Carl. So you go online, there'll be a link there, and you can select if you want to defer your payment to move it to down a month or two while obviously we're trying to get our bearings right now with the coronavirus.
It's a good deal. I mean, and I say good deal as in the sense that it's the right thing to do. I mean, more teams are doing this around the league, and right now this is what fans need. They need some relief. Hey, I do want to remind you, Mike mentioned the restaurants that are open. Atlanta sports fans, there are many of your neighborhood businesses that are still open to help deliver services for those who are in need. We're talking about takeout. We're talking about delivery and more. There are a few examples that are out there. The Nest in Kennesaw, Bone Garden, Katina, Big Sky and Buckhead. These are all places that continue to be open and are ready for you to come in and certainly, you know, help them along the way with takeout. But if you want a full list in your neighborhood of restaurants and places that are still servicing, go to our list at 929thegame.com/loveLocalAtlanta. All right, strong arm story of the day is on the way. Mike mentioned iconic figures. That's what we're going to talk about. By the way, who is it for our town? I'll let you think about it. It's Dukes and Bell.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
Hey, man. Hope you're having a good day. It is Dukes and Bell, Mike and I from our homes, brought to you and driven by Kia. It's our live mobile Kia studios. And again, access the show on radio.com or however you want to take us with you. If you're at home, maybe you just have a smart speaker and you say, Alexa, listen to 92.9 The Game or listen to Dukes and Bell. And we boop, pop up. It's easy. And my Alexa just is now she's talking to me, Mike. She's always watching, judging, listening.
Yeah, man. Alexa, find Hey Man Ale. You know, I mean, Alexa, find Hey Man Ale. And that's really putting that kind of artificial intelligence to use, my brother.
No doubt about it. Hey, man, here's an interesting conversation we had earlier in the show. If you missed it, I just want you to ponder this, because with Brady leaving New England after 20 years, we know he's an iconic figure. And Tampa Bay is getting that, and that's why they're getting all the buzz, and I understand that. But, Mike, who is the iconic figure for our city? And I say this because when you look at the landscape of our sports teams, whether it's Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, they're both stars. There's no doubt about it. Trey Young is coming into his own. We brought up Joseph Martinez. I just don't know if we have that icon in our city. And does that translate? Does it also coincide with championships? Do you think those two go together?
Yeah, I mean, to me, you know, well, if you got a guy like Ken Griffey Jr., you know, if you're a Mariners fan, you know, when he left, that would be heartbreaking, you know, to see him, you know, leave the organization, even though you never won a championship with him, but he was just such a stud, you know, because we had Dominique, and, you know, 94 was a year that the Hawks were in a great position, you know, with Jordan playing baseball to win the East, and they made that stupid trade, and obviously, you know, Danny Manning, and Neek's got a statue, but we still got guys, and we love Neek, and not my words, Neek, don't punch me in the head, but some guys go, Neek got a statue. We never won jack, you know. So I just don't know. I mean, Dion was here for only a couple of years before he left because, you know, the Smith family was running it. And the Braves, Schurholz didn't want any part of him being a multi-sport guy. So I don't think we really have anybody you can equate that to, because a combination of charisma and championships. And we said it last during the Falcons talking about the Falcons, the Falcon Report. Julio and Matt, I mean, Matt does radio and does some stuff, but these guys are not big stars as far as the personalities. You're kind of enigmatic. We don't know anything about Julio Jones.
Yeah, and I think that is part of this. Now, if you're going to say, well, wait a minute, Tom Brady hadn't been the most open guy, but you know what happened with Tom Brady when he started winning championships? And we're just – this is the correlation, guys. We're just talking about, you know, stars, period, and iconic sports guys. But Brady leaving New England, and New England's butt hurt right now. And you know, by the way,
Carl, yeah, five man. Stages of grief. I'm sorry to cut you off. We started the show talking about this. I read all the papers every morning, and if you read some of the stuff on social media and the bloggers and everything, so it's gone from the first stage, of course, is denial about Brady. They're definitely embracing the anger up in Boston. It's a, you know what? Screw Brady, that ego of his. You know, good luck down in Tampa. So, yeah, they've turned on him like a rabid dog, like it always happens in these situations.
It does, and that's what we're getting to. So right now, you know, that frustration is setting in because, well, you know, how could he leave? It was perfect. But at the end of the day, I just don't know if we have that guy. Now, Chipper Jones, 20 years here, won a championship. He was an iconic figure, there's no doubt. I don't know if Freddie is that, because, Mike, the Braves haven't won a championship yet with Freddie. Acuña could be. If the Braves go on another run, guys, and we're in the playoffs, you know, five of the next 7 years, and Acuña's an MVP, and we win two world championships, yes, okay, he is in the conversation, but those things have yet to happen. Trae Young, again, if we go to two NBA titles, Mike, over the next, you know, 5 or 7 years, then he is going to be elevated. But right now, I just can't put my finger on that guy for Atlanta. And, you know, somebody hit us up earlier on the text line, and I think it was a tweet, actually. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929 across all social media platforms. And he said, Dukes, how can you not include Henry Aaron? Henry Aaron is great, but we're talking about right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, Henry going back to finish his career in Milwaukee, I mean, I wasn't here, so I don't know if anyone did begrudge him doing that. But, you know, yeah, it's tough to equate what you got from Tom Brady because, you know, he's a championship caliber guy. Like, we know, had Marino actually taken the Steelers job off or the Vikings after Marino retired, would Dolphin fans been a butthurt? No, most Dolphin fans would have said, you know, we love this guy so much. Anywhere he goes, he's got a chance to win a championship. Obviously, New England, all they do is make championships. So it's hard to find something that you could sort of say, okay, that parallels with somebody here that went through Metro Atlanta.
Yeah. 404-741-0929. Dion wasn't here long enough, right? You stated that earlier. That's the problem with Dion. And don't get us wrong. Dion's a Hall of Famer, and we know how great he was. If he had finished his career in Atlanta, that'd be a different story. But even then, do the Falcons win a Super Bowl with Deion on those teams? You
I mean, could we have gotten our stuff together by 98 with Deion still around? You know, what imagine that. Imagine, wow, big play Ray Buchanan and Deion. That'd be something to watch with you know, Eugene in the back. But, yeah, it's just because of, you know, Deion and not able to – let's be honest. At the time, and I said this earlier, and it just – to me, it's a fact. I'm not trying to knock, you know, back in Atlanta back in the day. We're such a bigger city. We're such a bigger buzz now than we were back then. Yeah. You know, and the Smith family, God bless them. They were as small time as it gets. So, you know, he goes on to San Francisco. And then, well, Mary, he bounces around and grabs two championship rings in 2 years in a row with the 49ers and the Cowboys.
I know. It's crazy. A guy hit us up. I think it was Noel's dad who follows us on Twitter. He said, we're more known for our music stars in our city than we are sports stars. And, Mike, you agree with that comment, because I found that interesting. Because, again, the music culture has been such a big part of Atlanta and growing our city.
You're right. I mean, whether it's you know, hip hop, R&B, that's the thing. You know, when you look at it, it's till we break through and get that championship. You know, the 95 Braves, we all know about that one, and that was money. But certainly, Carl, we needed another one of those. We needed to bookend that, because, you know, I think we're known more like the Brooklyn Dodgers for coming up short in the postseason than actually getting it done. So, yeah, it's, well, I mean, who is the biggest star right now in Atlanta? You could argue it's going to be Trae Young. You know, I know that soccer is not everybody's, you know, thing, but we love Joseph. Joseph, of course, is on the sideline right now. Julio is a superstar. I mean, if we were able to win the Super Bowl, you know, he's a bigger brand. But to me, I think the point you're getting to, it's a combination of that iconic guy. He's won it all, plus he's got the charisma. He's got the juice.
Yeah, and that's Brady. And that's why people feel the way they do about him. You know, we may dislike him because of Super Bowl 51, and rightfully so, but you can't deny the mass appeal, partly due to him winning. But the other part, Mike, guy married a supermodel, you know? I mean, all the other stuff that made him interesting along this journey is why we're interested. And I'll say this, too, about Julio. And I don't want this, because it's not who he is. And he'll go into the Hall of Fame, guys, and it'll all be said and done, and, you know, in 5, 6, 7 years, whenever he's finished and retired. But if Julio was more outspoken and got more attention, Mike, would that help the cause for how great he's been?
Yeah, I mean, you got to love yourself before someone else is going to love you, but that's just never been his style. I mean, part of the reason, you know, let's be honest, we love Julio is he is the anti-diva wide receiver.
That's right.
Other than wanting his bump, and like DeAndre Hopkins wanted that same bump and Houston wouldn't oblige, you know, we feel a little bit differently, at least our team does, than their team did. But yeah, Julio, aside from a few contract minor squabbles, it's not a ripple on the pond other than him making plays and doing his thing.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy, too? If you ask guys, and I've done this randomly around the league about Julio, like, he's super mad respected. Like, it's crazy when you go, man, he ain't no joke. Like, people talk about him in a way that I don't think we even appreciate him in our city. And that's what's crazy about these stars that we have is that when you go outside of our realm, outside of our circle, and you talk to other guys, and they're like, man, that guy there. It's interesting to hear them talk about our players, because that's how they look at a guy like Julio. And I think you're right. I think Trey's getting that, too, around the league. Like, there were guys who were like, I don't know about this guy. And now guys are like, yo, Trae Young is the real deal. You know what I mean?
Right. Now the next step for the Hawks is getting the playoffs. I mean, you know, we all know how we got a year behind this year with the John Collins situation. But Trey is one of those guys. You want to call him a brand? He's going to be a guy. You know, he's going to be that next. If we start winning and going to the playoffs on a regular basis, Trey is going to become. Everybody wants to be Steph Curry, but he'll be darn close if we start producing some winning seasons around here.
All right, man. What do you guys think? I said today it's a question that I think you feel like you can answer, but I don't think there's an answer right now. You know, and let's say this. What if, Mike, we win the Super Bowl next year? Does that elevate Matt into that iconic stratosphere?
Yeah,
because he's already a superstar, right?
And I know that if you're not in Atlanta, you don't know, but in MVP season, the numbers, he's going to probably be over 60,000 yards by the time he's done or more. So he's Hall of Fame, you know. But, yeah, that's – look, the ring, we come back to this all the time in this town, bro. The ring is the thing, you know, whether it's college football with Georgia or everything else.
It is. All right. What do you guys think? 404-741-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. Again, live from the Mobile Kia Studios. We got some guy talk on the way because, listen, we're trying to keep it light and loose for you guys as well as we bring you what's going on in the world of sports. If you're just joining us, Ndamukong Suh agrees to a one-year deal to join the Bucks. The reason why that's important, again, guys taking less money to stay. But more importantly, I think to try to win a Super Bowl and play with Brady, because, you know, Ndamukong Suh is a guy that didn't want to take less money a year or two ago, and now he's saying, yeah, I'll come back and play with the Bucks. So that was something that happened in our division today.
Hey, man, we got some guy talk for you. As you said, Carl, we have some lighter side stuff. But there's an airline right now that says, look, people are a little afraid of flying. We'll give you a money-back guarantee on coronavirus if you get sick on the plane. We'll explain all that. Guy talk coming up next.
Now, your Game Time Traffic.
I'm Will Guerra from your Game Time Traffic Center. This traffic report is sponsored by Comcast Business. We continue seeing those big-time tie-ups in Gwinnett County with this crash. As the highway shut down, 85 northbound past Indian Trail. Traffic's being diverted onto Indian Trail, but the surface streets around that are jam-packed. Your best bets, either the 400 northbound Buford Highway, which is now getting busier, or Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. Fast, reliable internet, it's important to your business. Comcast Business can help you take your business beyond with amazing solutions and great deals. Comcast Business, beyond fast. Get started today at ComcastBusiness.com. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Will Guerra on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Hey, man, a little guy talk brought to you by our buddies at Resurgence Orthopedics. From muscles to bones and neck to toes, get moving again with Resurgence Orthopedics. Book your appointment today, guys, at resurgence.com. Let's start with some good news today, Carl Dukes. The Dow Jones was up big for a minute and still stayed up, just under 500 points up today, plus 2.39%. So that's 2 days in a row of going the right way in the green, not the red, which is, for those who don't know about the stock market, bad. So hopefully it'll keep on rolling, as it was $2 trillion that they approved as far as Congress to try to get things cooking. Bill Gates, Carl, for what it's worth, in an interview said if he was running the show, he'd say 6 weeks. 6 weeks would shut it down. He says that's how they got it done in China. Americans might not like it, but that's where you see the curve get flattened out. He says the message is clear. We'd have no choice but to maintain the isolation. He was doing one of those TED speeches. He goes, in the Chinese case, it was like 6 weeks. So we have to prepare ourselves for that and do it very well. So that's what some of the folks are saying. I know some people keep pointing to Easter as that's going to be, you know, the magic day. But a lot of folks in the medical community say not so fast on that one.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this, and I know some people are going to be like, I don't believe it. Wuhan, which is where this started, is now, I'm not going to say fully operational, Mike, but the travel ban for their province is off. Mm-hmm. They are consider Wuhan like the Detroit of America. They've got a lot of factories, a lot of manufacturing stuff that happens there worldwide. And the point is, people get back to work. So I don't know if that's the example, and it's hard for Americans because, again, totalitary state, and you know, whatever the government says, you know, they do, but they did get a handle on it. And I don't know if Bill Gates is right or not. I'm hoping for less than more, like everybody else.
Right. And again, as you said, Red China, can't trust them. But that is some positivity. All right, news out of the UK today. Prince Charles has got coronavirus.
Oh.
71 years old, the heir to the British throne, tested positive. But this is the thing. We've heard now, not just celebrities, because some people have had, you've read the same articles, guys and gals, that I've read, where there's some people say the experience is just miserable and they've got to go to the hospital, the respirator. And then there's the quote-unquote mild cases. But so far, he's saying that it was in good health now, self-isolating in Scotland with what's described as mild symptoms. And not to be grim, but there's about 45% of England would say, take your time with the recovery, Charles. A poll that came out last month says over 45% of Brits want to move on and go directly to William. Okay, and move off. So it'd be Queen Elizabeth, who's practically 100, and then go right to Bill and Kate that everybody loves, and nobody likes Prince Charles, and for obvious reasons.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny because even, of course, you remember, but if you're of a certain age, when he married Princess Diana, everybody wondered at what point would he, you know, become king. And now he's 71. Mike, I don't know if it's going to happen.
Right. Like I said, a lot of people would say, yeah, you know what? All things being equal, we could probably just go on to the other guy. Oh. We mentioned this last week, the son that everyone loves. Queen, by the way, the queen is in good health. She hit the bricks, and she is hanging out at Windsor Castle, which is nice, and is isolating up there with her husband, who's 98 years old, Prince Philip. All right, Carl, how about an airline, if you're a little skittish about traveling these days, says if you happen to get sick with coronavirus, they're going to give you over $8,500 if you caught the bug flying with them.
It's not enough. I need 100 thou.
I don't know. 8,500 is not too shabby if you get the mild case.
Yeah, if you survive.
Well, it's getting the mild case. This is the problem is this ain't Southwest. It ain't Delta. It ain't Blue. JetBlue. It's an airline in Vietnam. It's Vietjet.
No,
you don't want to take advantage of the Sky COVID care insurance provided free of charge?
No.
Yes. Insurance, passengers eligible, and once you prove you weren't sick before you hopped on the plane, you're going to make $8,500 if you get sick on their dime.
You just changed my mind with telling me who was the culprit, the brand behind this. No, thank you.
Vietnamese Grand Prix is canceled. They're trying to pump some life into, I guess, the airline. Meanwhile, here in Metro Atlanta, and not necessarily at all locations, but there are some that are being closed, talking about a brand that we kind of trust Carl to be there for us through thick and thin. Talking about Waffle House. They've opted to close a couple hundred stores around the country. They're going to buckle after 6 weeks or so of weeks of Waffle House executives. They scoffed initially at the precautions that other brands have taken. But the coronavirus is even affecting Waffle House closures. Announced on their Facebook page, the chain's going to close 365 locations.
No!
In Indiana, Ohio, Maryland, North Kakalaka, Georgia. As well. So we're not sure where. So look, we know that when hurricanes ravaged the panhandle and all of Panama City was basically destroyed, I mean, there's a couple of Waffle Houses that still had gas and they were cooking. And we always kind of, after tornado, same thing. We always kind of expect Waffle House to keep on trucking, but they're going to shutter 365 locations for the time being only.
I know this is real, man, because I can't go get smothered and covered.
Yes. Now again, I saw the same thing. I'm like, what? Waffle? What? Meanwhile, by the way, and I tweeted this out. Carl mentioned a bunch of restaurants that we're also friends with. Just a few more to throw at you. Our buddy Scotty McRae. I talked to Scott today. Yeah. All his Scotty McRae's, all the McRae's are open around Metro Atlanta. They're open, Carl, from 11 to 8. And it is, again, takeout only, like so many restaurants are doing. And they also have booze, wine and beer at a nice discount, so you can get on that. And another guy, a good friend of ours, Kevin Rathman, award-winning Iron Chef. Rathman Steak is helping out their great staff. He's donating 100% of any gift cards you'd buy to a special employee relief fund. You know, for you and me, that's one of the best steaks in town. Yeah. Can't beat it. So you go to at Rathman, and he's helping out all the guys. You know, Irv the bartender. There's so many folks in the service industry right now that are really taking it in the short. So great job, Kevin. Also, guys, close to home where I live, right up the street, one of the places I've turned Carl on to, Bulla. Great tapas spot right there on Crescent. They're offering some great discounts right now. Right now, man, matter of fact, if you don't mind just doing the takeout deal, up to 35% off at Bulla. And I talked to Andre this morning from the Palm Restaurant, and because you know they're in the Westin Hotel up in Buckhead, they're also offering 25% off, and they're doing discounts on wine and beer. You can get your booze to go up in Buckhead. If you're looking for a steak, go see the Palm, one of our favorite spots.
That's all. You know what? And I commend those folks, man. And we know, as you said, we know a lot of these people behind the scenes and even owners who are trying to do the right thing for their employees. And that's all that matters. I mean, Mike, it hurts my heart to know that some of these folks, you know, again, it's nothing they did that got them here. But now you're wondering, all right, how am I going to survive? So kudos, man, to all the owners out there trying to do something to help the restaurant employees. And more importantly, we said you can do your part. I know you want to be at home. I get it. But if you have a favorite place that you normally frequent, go get some takeout, man. Support your restaurants.
Right on. All right. Also, Carl, I want to give a shout out to a couple of my buddies. We got like a 14-man group text that's been going on today with a bunch of guys I went to high school with up at Wanto High School up in Long Island. So shout out to my buddies, my brothers from the Simians. Remember they loved the movie Planet of the Apes. So this whole gaggle of guys, Carl, they used to call themselves the Simians. They still do. They're all like in their 50s now. So shout out to Chris and Mel and all the guys who are listening to us online at radio.com anywhere in the world right now. Shout out. All right. Celebrity birthdays today on the 25th. Guess who's born today, man? Sir Elton John turned 73, Atlanta resident.
Yes, he is.
You know, when he changed his name from Reginald Kenneth Dwight, if you're going to rebrand yourself, Carl, on your birth certificate, this is pretty, or on your paperwork, Sir Elton Hercules John is Elton John's name.
Hercules?
That's not bad. Hercules. No, I mean, if you're thinking about it, I think if you want to go with, like, Achilles, if you want to go with something, you know, name your... You know, Carl Zeus Dukes, if you ever want to rebrand yourself on that one. Sarah Jessica Parker, she of Sex in the City, she turns 55.
Wow.
Yeah, getting up there.
I used to watch Sex and the City. We watched it all the time, man.
It was a fun show.
It was the show. Yeah, it was.
A lot of guys that have gone on to big careers started as, you know, cameos. One of the guys, we had like a boyfriend or something on that show. Danica Patrick, her boyfriend, in that passionate, hot relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Danica Patrick turns 38 today.
Okay, wait a minute. Is that sarcasm?
No. Man's going to put a ring on that any day now. Danica, one race win over in Japan back in the old days of the kart series. And just a delight, Danica, to do an interview with, I can tell you that. Vladimir Klitschko turns 44. Vladimir and his brother Vitaly are the only brothers, Carl, to hold all of the Alphabet Soup World Heavyweight titles between them simultaneously. Yeah. And then you could also argue that they put us all to sleep in the heavyweight division for much of the last
decade. They owned the heavyweight division for about a decade and put us to sleep. You're right.
And we talked about it, by the way. We're going to have to wait for Fury Wilder 2 or 3 now after we just saw Fury kick Wilder's butt in the second fight. What do you think, man? Let me ask you this. If things don't change, you think they'd ever do boxing in an empty arena?
No.
Just to get the pay-per-view hits?
I mean, you could. It just, Mike, you know how electric it was at MGM Grand Garden Arena. There's no way you cannot have fans there. And by the way, I'm glad you brought this up. I want sports back like you guys. I don't want sports back with no fans at events. Sports is not the same if we are not able to attend. All right? It's just what it is. So whatever you're thinking about, well, I'd just rather have sports and no sports, I understand that because we're all starved right now and it may get worse over the next few weeks. But, Mike, you can't have events like that and not have fans in the stands. You know how bananas that was.
Well, you know what? I've often joked around with you since this all started. We could always CGI fans in there. Heck, I'm surprised NASCAR doesn't do it when the races are half empty. Hey, man, well, a couple more birthdays. Paul Michael Glazer. Do you know who Paul Michael Glazer is, Carl?
The name sounds familiar.
He's Starsky of Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, okay.
77, also directed some films. Born Today.
I wanted the car back in the day. I wanted their car.
We all did. The Torino, baby. Aretha Franklin was born on this date. And they've never, ever captured the magic. They just can't do it. You'll never replicate what this guy brought to the table. You either loved him or hated him. Born on this day, Howard Cosell.
Oh, yeah. Loved or hated. You're right about that.
It was something you had to watch right there. And apparently, the books that have been written about it, guys, if you're looking for something to read during the coronavirus shutdown, read the Monday Night Football books because it was a lot of amazing stuff going on behind the scenes.
Down the side, right there.
That man.
All right, great job, bro. It is Guy Talk. And we're coming up. We got top three at 6. We'll get you caught up on the headlines. Also, our buddy T. Bob Hebert joined us. But you know what? Some people were saying, man, we loved hearing Brad Guzan so much. Can you guys play that again for us? So, Mike, I think we're going to replay Brad, man, because people wanted to hear from our goalie.
Sweet.
That's on the way, 620. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and radio.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.